Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is very mild for the start of November, right? Obviously, I'm afraid to say that because in case I jinx it or it changes. But what I will say is it's inevitable. It's going to start getting a bit chillier, a bit colder. And what that means for households up and down the country, the clothes horses come out, the tumble dryers are on overdrive. And I believe that there is one sneaky bit of laundry that people choose to ignore and think that is okay to use time and time again. And to be honest with you, I'm not okay with it. I'm talking about towels. Because I have to admit, right, I am a one-use and straight-into-the-wash kind of girl. And this was much to the horror of some of my colleagues. So much so that we are actually conducting a bit of a poll around the office to see who is like me and washes the towels after one use and one use only, and who is wrong and reusing them time and time again. Now, the poll and its possible answers are as follows. You wash your towel after every single use. That's the one I'm voting for. You wash your towel after 2 to 4 uses. You wash your towel between 5 and 7. And then you wash your towel after 7+ uses. So I want to know from you this morning on 087-798-9898. What are you voting in the poll? Are you going every wash, 2 to 4 uses, 5 to 7 or 7+? Please tell me I'm not the only one and that I haven't gone mad in the sense that I wash after every single use. I think it's because of how I grew up. In my house, there seemed to be about 30 towels for 4 people. So we always had a towel per use. And only up until very recently did I find out that people were reusing their towels, sometimes for over a week. That to me is absolutely horrifying. So please let me know, how often are you washing your towels? Thursday morning, and it seems that we are learning all about the lessons of hygiene. We're talking about towels, and I want to know from you how many times you are reusing your towel after a shower. 087-798-9898. Now, I have told you openly and honestly, I'm a one-use kind of girl. Straight into the washing machine after that. And when I said this to some of my colleagues here at 98FM this morning, I was met with some horrified looks. Now, it seems that I'm not alone. Few texts that have come in to say, yeah, single use only. The likes of Dara Paul has gotten in touch as well. She says, OMG, wash the towels, people. PJs, towels, all the likes of it. One use, and that is it. But I am looking to hear from you and your takes on this.
Hey, this is Danielle here. Yeah, I would use my towel for 2 uses max. But everybody else in my house would use their towels for 1.
Mm.
So there's always millions of towels in the wash. But yeah, I just let it dry and just use for 2 uses. I think that's all right. But any more, nah, wouldn't be for me.
Okay, 2 Danielle I can get on board with just about. I also mentioned this morning that because of this conversation, we actually have a poll that is running in our office. So we asked 25 different people in this office what their frequency of towel use was. So 3 people said every use. They are my people. 2 to 4 people, or sorry, 2 to 4 uses, I should say. 14 people said that was their choice. Every 5 to 7 uses, 6 people said. And we also gave an option for 7+ uses. And two people, whoever they were, voted in that. Now, when it came to the 7+, few people on the voice notes are horrified at this, including Gary.
Who in the world is waiting for 7+ washes before they wash a towel? That is disgusting.
And Lee's disgusted as well.
Leanne, if anybody votes in that poll that they use their towel more than 7 times before they wash it, what you have to do is get their name and number and report them to the guards straight away, okay?
No taken, Lee. Thank you so much.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
And you are with us right now, and I say that in the plural because Shelby Shannon is here to deliver all of the entertainment news.
I am indeed, and I've got 3 juicy stories for you.
Ooh.
So First up, Meghan Markle has returned to acting for the first time in 7 years.
Wow. Okay, so the last thing that she would have starred in, Suits?
Suits.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2018, before she became a Duchess.
The Duchess of, was it Wales, I think?
I don't know.
They don't, you know what? Don't even bring it up because that is traumatic for them. They never, ever want to be associated with it again.
Well, she has joined the cast of Close Personal Friends, and the story follows one couple that meets and befriends a celebrity couple while on trip in Santa Barbara. I'm already loving the plot so far. Imagine going on your holiday and making friends with a celeb couple that you like read about all of the time.
Yeah, I do like the plot. Do we know which couple she's involved in? She's the celebrity couple, isn't she?
So apparently she's playing herself. So I'm assuming she's the celebrity couple, seeing as herself is a celebrity.
Yes, you know?
She is reportedly... She was spotted filming in California with Lily Collins and Brie Larson. So... Brie plays Captain Marvel and then Lily is Emily in Paris.
Yes, of course. Okay, that's a good, that's a very good cast. What I will say is I think that this will now keep her occupied because I think the documentary that she did that ran for 2 seasons on Netflix
probably is not going to be renewed,
I would say. No. So that's lovely that she has a project now for herself to keep her busy.
She has something
good
to
for
do.
Her. Good for Meghan.
That's going to drop in 2026 if you're interested in seeing her playing herself. But yeah.
We'll give it a go.
Moving along, we have an update on K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, what is going on with this, right? Because obviously, I mentioned this before when we've talked about it. We play the song Golden all the time on 98FM. Yeah. It's all over the place. There are kids that are dressing up for Halloween as characters out of it. It's taken over the world.
I haven't seen any Halloween costumes. I need to see what they look like in real life because obviously it's an animation. So I want to know what the costumes look like. I'm going to look at that now.
Google search it. It's all over the place.
Well, obviously, if you don't know what K-pop Demon Hunters is, it's the most popular film on Netflix. Mm-hmm. We know the song Golden is really, really popular and everyone wanted a sequel film. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going to watch it because I watched the trailer and it actually looks so good.
Really, I'm the same as you, Shannon. I'm in the same boat. I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like because of the buzz and the hype, I'm going to have to. So are we getting a sequel?
We're getting a sequel, but there's a bit of a wait.
Oh, go on.
2029.
Oh, sorry, what?
I know. Jaw on the deck. Like.
Sometimes when we're talking about new releases that are coming up, you know, it might be like a 2027 job. And you're like, oh, that's a very long time away. 2029.
And especially because it's a kid's thing. Like the kids are going to be in college. They're going to have the mortgage and everything by 2029.
It's going to be grown up. They'll be watching it for nostalgia.
Literally, it's a bit of a long way, but at least we have the merch. Look forward to it in 2026 because remember they did the partnership with Mattel.
That's right. Yeah. So K-pop Demon Hunters, I mean, they had themselves sorted for all the time in between that as well. They're not going anywhere.
Literally. And then finally, Ariana Grande is teasing a new project. So she is a busy bee with her upcoming projects like Fucker in Law, which I'm so excited to
see. Yes, I can't wait for that.
Then Wicked for Good, another one that I'm like, oh my God.
Of course,
stop,
this
like,
month.
Sweating. And then she has been announced she's going to star in the new season of American Horror Story.
Saw this as well.
Sorry, I know.
When does she have time for herself?
Like she is all over the place. She
all
is
over.
An actor.
I know. She's really honing into that, isn't she?
She really is. But that's not stopping her from dipping her toe into music because speaking to the New York Times, she said there's something stage related happening soon. It's not on Broadway.
Oh.
But it's something that I'm very excited and inspired by. So she's like telling us, she's not telling us, but it's not Broadway.
It's not Broadway. Is it to do with her music or is it her acting career now that she's playing into with this?
Well, it's going to be like, on the stage.
Maybe it's a musical of her music.
Oh, I like that road. We'll go with that. We will go with that.
A musical featuring all of her best songs.
Yeah, a biopic of her life with her songs.
I'd see that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, let's go with that one.
Let's go with that, right. Yeah. Okay, that's our theory on it. We'll obviously bring you what the update is whenever she confirms it herself. But Shoba Shannon, thank you so much for bringing us all the goss this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.